You're listening to WMUC 90.5 FM. I'm out of breath. I just got here. So I'm not your usual host. I'm not Ethan Bikas or Abigail Stallworth. I'm actually, Axel Herrera of La Mezcla. Boom. I know. Yeah, so the freaks are running late. They are going to be here later, though. You know, guys, I'm actually out of breath. Is that embarrassing? Let me know. They didn't tell me what to play, but what I will play is a PSA. Yay! And yeah, how are you guys doing today? Guys, I'm actually out of breath. This is so concerning. OMG. Okay. What should we do? I hope everyone's weekend has been fun. Mine has been quite all right. Okay, let's do this one. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Hold on. Let me put on my trusty headphones and let's see if this starts.
Hey, UMD students. Worried about possible sexually transmitted infections? Did you know that you can get tested for an STI completely free? The University Health Center is offering free STI testing events on the ground floor of the University Health Center. Go to www.helpumd.edu to search for upcoming dates. So go get tested and be a healthy Terp.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys knew that. Go get tested is what I always say, you know. Let's see what I can talk about until they get here. I've had a really good day in where I actually just realized how, like, little I do. Today I did a lot. And also, like, I realized I ate so late in the day. Yeah, like, let's call Bella Hadid because I did, like, all my chores. I sweeped, I mopped, I cleaned a bunch of stuff, I washed the bathroom, I did laundry, two loads. Yeah, and then I folded my laundry, I cleaned my room, and I was like, whoa, I should probably eat. And then I was like, wait, you know what's more important? Finishing my assignment. And then I finished my assignment, and then I ate. And yeah, funny times. Look who just walked in. Whoa.
What's all this then?
I don't know who these people are, you guys.
What is going on?
That image is an image someone left. I did not leave that image here. That was from the last group.
You're trying to curse our show, huh?
Yeah, so I'm actually trying to
send bad omens.
Bad juju.
Have you guys ever had jujube?
What?
The fruit?
I cannot say I have.
So, jujube.
Jujube?
Jujube. Mm-mm. You've never had jujube. Okay, wait, let me get off the chair. I get it. I see. All right, you guys. Here are your actual hosts, Ethan Bikas and Abigail Stallworth of Frequencies.
I've never said our full names on our show.
Oh, sorry. Girls on Cats serious. And Ethan.
And Ethan.
Hey, Ethan.
And Ethan.
Yeah, that's who I am. You want to be on the big seat today? I think you deserve it.
Okay, sure. Yeah. I deserve it.
Oh, I think you deserve it. Whoa.
Hey. Well, thank you. Bye, guys. Oh. You can stay.
No, I know. I'm moving, though.
Oh.
Here.
Flashback into summer.
Did you like the PSA and stuff?
Yeah, I did do a PSA.
Well, thank you.
Wait, I was going to hug you.
Oh.
Yeah. Meow. Okay, well, in that case, I guess we could just get started with the music.
That makes sense.
Well,
we can't just get started.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Sorry we were late.
I'm not. We were not late, actually.
Oh.
And if you think
sorry
about
we were on time.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sorry for anything. I've never been sorry, and I will never apologize for any of my wrongdoings because I've not done anything wrong. However, I mean, you heard things at the time you're supposed to hear things on our show. So really, can you get mad at us?
Uh-uh.
The answer is no, obviously. But yeah, thank you. Thank you. Do you have a name?
Do I have a name?
Yeah.
Axel?
Well, besides that.
Like, do you have a name?
Yeah.
No.
And you know what? That's fine. I, like, kind of made one. But then I remember, I think someone said, like, nobody cares about your DJ name. I was like, oh.
What's your DJ name?
Oh, tell me yours.
It'd probably just be Tari.
Yeah. What's my name?
Bunny Boo.
XHC.
You didn't even try.
DJ Tun.
Tun?
DJ Eton.
Okay, so you actually have Spotify open. So
I'm
if you
Eton, DJ
if you really
Eton.
Wanted to, we can click this right here. And
wait,
like,
but actually, okay, wait, no, it's good. I was looking for the letter after F, letter before F.
E.
To see if it, but I think it's good.
I have a bad nose.
Me too. I hikey smell is still getting there. Mm. But this next song is She Lives in My Lap by Outkast featuring Rosario Dawson. Love her. Hope you guys enjoy.
She
Hey.
Well, we just got asked how our day was, so I feel like we can answer it on air.
This is true. That's a possibility. Only allowed to us.
My day was... Actually, I kind of understand how you feel. I feel like my day didn't go as planned, but I don't want to let that, you know, bring me down or stress me out, even though, you know, when you set goals and things you want to accomplish, like, for a day, and it's, like, a day that, like, you typically don't have time, so it's, like, okay, it's kind of important that I do this.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen today, and honestly, I'm not going to let it stress me out, because at the end of the day, I'm still here. I was able to get something done. I was able to help someone. I'm at my show right now, and I like the music we're going to play, so I really can't complain.
I fulfilled a promise I made maybe... When was the day Emmanuel came over and they did the... I can't watch the SpongeBob, but...
In October?
Yeah, that.
Dang, a while ago.
Back then, if you guys remember, I had a pack of Bodak ramen on my person. Yeah. Because I think... who gave me... Was it you, Abby? Wait, yeah. Because you brought me some Bodak. And I remember I told Abrar, like, I'll give you a pack. And then I never did. And it's been since October since that's happened. But lo and behold, if you remember, we got Bodak like last week or whatever. And I was able to finally fulfill the promise. And now Abrar has gotten their Bodak. And I felt very good about that. And we went bouldering. I did the thing that I wanted to do in my first try. And that was really awesome. It was a V3. Shout out that. Shout out the purple V3 on the right side of the wall. I think it's like section A. And then I did a blue V2. That was pretty cool. My hands feel pretty bad. My entire body feels really bad. I think I went 2 days in a row, and that's what did it to me. But besides, I've done nothing. I have so much work to do, and it's really bad. But we're going to worry about that in an hour. Right now, we're chill.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I also played a lot of Brawl Stars with Abrar and Kevin this morning. That was really awesome. Yeah.
Lovely.
Love.
You were met with silence. Yeah, I gotta clean my toilet, so.
As just mentioned, I have 5 assignments due tonight, and I've done none of them. So.
Whose fault is that?
Mine. That's what I'm saying.
And
it's
then
my
when
fault.
I asked you, when did I ask you if you were free? Yesterday or Friday? I was like, what are you doing?
When was that?
Yes. Oh wait. Yeah. When you were like, are you frolicking right now? And I
was
like,
oh, was it? Was that yesterday? Because I was bouldering.
Oh.
I had no free time, but I still was gonna pull up if there's time. I'm really bad at that kind of stuff. Are they playing Creep? I'm a creep.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Wow. That's a good cookie.
I know. Yeah. Shout out Girl Scouts and... Yeah, Girl Scouts. DC. They were selling in front of a Safeway. Okay, our next song is... wait, let me do a little intro.
Ooh.
Okay, so my second mother, Solange... posted a dump this past week, and it was basically like a bunch of videos that she took on her MacBook, which I need to be on my... Well, I low-key am on my photo, my camera, like Solange is on hers, but I don't have a Mac, so like it's not as like vibey or whatever. But yeah, I love that we share, you know, just liking to record ourselves doing whatever on our laptops. But one of the videos, she was like dancing to a song, and I was like, what is that song? I really like it. And so I like listened to it on repeat 20 times because it was like a 5-second snippet. And I was like trying to find just little details I could put into Google to find it. And I eventually found it. And it's Say Something by Mariah Carey and Snoop Dogg. So I'm like a new Mariah Carey song to listen to. I'm happy. I love Mariah Carey. So here's that song. Enjoy, y'all.
yeah. On a word or two, it's the D-O-double-G, and I do it so lovely, digging this track by the Neptunes, baby girl follow me to the restroom, now get buck wild, don't make a sound, I'll take you, lay you down, make your body go round and round, do you want me to, don't say you won't, I know you do, most girls play shy, it won't hurt until you give it a try. I know you like my smile, dig my stack, big, bow, wild. But
if it's worth your while,
welcome back, listeners.
My mom would get a kick out of that one. Oh,
send it to her.
No, I mean like welcome. Oh. She when back when I had to go to like high school, like middle school, my mom would like. Here's actually a fun fact. Back when I lived not in the basement and then like a room upstairs, when my mom was in the kitchen, she'd wake me up by hitting the broom on the ceiling. So I have a lot of like vivid memories of me being a kid and literally just waking up to like the loudest bang known to man. And my mom, I don't know what it is, but when she's, I guess it's like the early morning like sillies, she just starts speaking German. She's like, "Willkommen," and "Guten Tag," like all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, "Mom, I'm so out of it right now. What is happening?" Mm-hmm. And she just does not get, or she does not care.
That's the role of a mom, low-key.
It kind
of
is. Shout out, Mom. My mom...
She would get a kick out of watching Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
She loved Phineas. I'm telling you, every cartoon I watched was because my mom wanted to watch it more than I did.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. She's still in Italy, but coming back tomorrow. So, shout out to her.
Wow, that was a short trip.
Yeah, she's a traveled woman right now. I don't know what's going on, but she's doing everything. Mm. Yeah, so...
Shout out moms.
Shout out moms.
Well, I guess we can get on to the next song.
Yeah.
This is your song.
I have nothing to say other than I like the song. It fits the vibe, and amen.
Yeah, I saw recently, like, Rez was doing this, like, they had submitted, like, a video to have an NPR Tiny Desk, but it was kind of just, like, something in their, in, like, her living room or whatever, but it sounded so good.
Like a mock Tiny Desk?
Yeah.
You can do that?
No, I think you, I don't know, it said this is our audition to have a Tiny Desk, and it was just, like, her in a living room.
Oh,
with, like, a guy, like, set up, like, playing the piano or whatever, mm-hmm. and she was singing. Which, honestly, hey, artists, all the big artists listening right now.
Hey, artists, listen up.
You don't need to be on NPR Tiny Desk to just record yourself playing a song that you, you know, that you made. Just, like, do it.
I fully believe, like, love that. I think, like, obviously it's amazing to have, like, an NPR Tiny Desk, but you don't have to do it through NPR. Yeah. I think you can have your own Tiny Desk somewhere else.
You can.
Like, the one on campus, those are cute.
Yeah.
Have you been to those?
Mm-mm.
I remember me, Ignacio, Claire went to a couple, because, like, they would try to perform.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cute. They just get, like, a couple, like, lights, and they just do a little, hey, come up stage, play some music. And it's cute. It's a vibe.
Yeah. I did that in middle school, actually. We would have these, like, coffee house things where people would, like, do poetry and play music. And fun fact, me, Noah Duncan, and Maya. No. Oh, wait, you didn't go to my middle school? No.
Noah Duncan went to your middle school?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's a different Maya. But Noah Duncan played, like, the ukulele, and I sang a Melanie Martinez song. And
wow.
There is a video. Someone has a video
Whoa.
Of that somewhere, and I'm quite frankly terrified of the idea of that.
In 24 days, get ready for it to come back.
Lord. Axe was about to do some, like, investigative journalism and find it.
You're inspiring me now. You should have said that.
Silence. Anyways, yeah, but that reminds me of 2020 when, like, I think everyone was bored, and so artists would just record themselves playing songs in their living room or whatever, and, like, cast would just decide to get on Zoom together from shows that, like, you know, stopped airing, and they would just talk.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, reconvene.
Redo that. Do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reunite.
Actually, that's it. Just keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nothing more. Freaks out.
Wait, where's your soundboard? This is, like, the perfect time.
Kissing it.
Okay, name.
Because Ethan, you're a basement dweller, bro. No. You don't go outside.
Name five things to do in Towson, Maryland. That's how I go to the mall.
In Towson, Maryland?
Yeah.
Okay.
What if I want to go to the mall?
You go to the state fair.
Which is seasonal, mind you.
Hang out with Freddie.
If you got live muted, because what do you mean hang out with Freddie? Freddie, mind you, is not in Towson, Maryland right now. They are across the seas.
Yeah, when Freddie is back home. Uh-huh. Honestly, we just kind of curate a vibe. Like, we get boba and sushi. Things. We just, like, walk around the York Road Strip. If you know people who go to Towson University, you, like, go hang out at their apartment.
Abby, this is, once again, hang out with people and get food, which is the two things you can do genuinely anywhere in America.
Okay, he doesn't get it. It's about the people.
It's about the people and, like, the space, like, the vibe that you're occupying.
The people in Towson, Maryland.
And it was just a vibe because it was us.
Literally. But you're just in, like, a location that also, like, you know.
The location doesn't matter at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Okay, then we could hang out anywhere else, but why would we go to Parkville, Maryland to hang out?
Because you guys have been to my hometown.
And I'm saying we
can
take
you. We can do some stuff in Parkville. There's,
We can take them to the Avenue.
We could go to the Avenue. There's a bar near me where we could play pool. We could go to my church.
Yes.
No, honestly, little church tour.
Yes.
Let me think. There's like this strip kind of like closer to Taylor Avenue that has like this cool, like tea shop and like a spiritual store with like teas and stuff. Yeah. And,
like, I like shopping.
Yeah. And herbs. There's a music store, a
CD. Antiques?
Huh?
There's on Bel Air. Have you been to the place, actually?
Yeah, Ryan's Relics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out Ryan.
We can go antiquing, we can go to Uber Bagel, and then we can go to...
Uber Bagel? Uber Bagel and going to Pure Raw.
And then we can go to...
And then you hang out with Freddie. That was the summer moves, bro. That was literally the summer moves.
And then we go to Akiba.
And then, if the weather's nice, we could go to Loch Raven Reservoir.
That's That is, like, the one place that's, like, unique. When I think of, like, going to someone's place, like, a place non-central to your location, it's, like, I want to go there because there's something unique to do there, which is why I'm going to, like, go eat food and hang out with a friend. I'm, like, I could do that really anywhere else. But Loch Raven is something you can't get anywhere else. You can, but it's, like, you know, the geometry of Loch Raven is unique to Loch Raven.
Maybe it's because I went to Towson, but to me, like, the Towson Strip is just a place where... And magical things happen.
Magical, yeah. No, and I believe you.
You know?
Because if I'm with you, it will be magical.
Well, thank you.
In the same vein, then, would you say that, like, on Ball Ave?
Yeah, yes. I'll probably feel nostalgic for Ball Ave in 20 years. Okay, yeah. Well.
It's magical.
I mean, I feel like I don't walk down the Ball Ave strip as much as I did, like, York Road.
That's fair.
But,
Towson is, like, a lot. It's, like, literally in a city, so, like, it has, like, stuff to do.
Yeah,
like university.
Yeah, you take the bus. Bro, there's the Senator, there's, like, a theater, there's, like, a food market, and then, like, you keep on going and you're in the city. And then there's, like, cool stuff to do there. Yeah. Old, silverfish. Right here.
Your neck is contorted. So, like... It looks like it's, like, elongated, but also pressed into itself at the same time. Is there a chiropractor in Towson, too?
I realized, bro. I was literally just like...
Call me a silverfish.
My neck was just fully... So, gosh forbid I have a long
neck. You
can say...
I think you can say that word. I'm like 99% sure you can say that word. Gosh forbid.
God forbid I have a long neck.
Is that in your Kibay thing?
Hmm?
In your Kibay thing?
Yeah, they say we typically have long necks. Yeah, Kibby told me I have I'm like youthful.
Name my pal Kibby.
I'm gonna name my dog Kibby.
Sounds like Kibble.
Kibby, come get your Kibble. Kibble Kibby. Well, I'll talk about that next time. We're gonna play a song because we have been talking for a while.
We do that a lot.
So today I was driving these freshmen, and one of them, well, I don't know if one of them put this song on or if it was like, you know, like the Spotify recommended based on that Mariah Carey song we were playing earlier. But this song came on and it was low-key like a vibe shift from what I'm used to with Snoop Dogg. Actually, let me make sure no ad plays. And I liked it. But then I realized who the producer was, and then it all of a sudden made sense. But, yeah, I think it's a good song. So here is Let's Get Blown by Pharrell. I mean, Let's Get Blown by Snoop Dogg featuring Pharrell.
And we do not rock with Pharrell's current actions or decisions or ideologies.
And even previous ones, because it's not like this is new. This has been longstanding. And he has, you know, he has screwed over female artists before. So we're just here because we like this song and we like
the song.
That's it. We don't idolize people here on Frequencies. That's the song. Goodbye.
Yes, sir. You know you want some more, girl. So come on. You know you want some more, girl. So come on. Let's get
on me and take this drink and hit this two-step with me. Let's slip to the dance floor. On and on and on and on we go. I'll dip you if you want me to. You see, I really want to get a little funk with you, biggity bump with you. I want to hump you and then just comfort you, and then I'll pop the top and lay you on the cot and get you nice and hot. Yeah, yeah, it's all to the real. We can do it like God. Come on, girl, let's chill. S-N-O-O-P-D-O-G-G-Y. Now don't ask why, just keep looking good in the hood. Damn girl, you're so fly, we can do what you want to. You say you drink Alizé, or was it Malibu? It don't really matter though. You remind me of the time when I had a... She kept telling me, doggy dog, I gotta go. So I let her get in the wind and call Mac the friend. 2 + 2, it equals 4. This is some shit that can last forevermore. I'm trying to put my bid in, no I'm just kidding. Come on, Ma, get in. And don't ask where we going. Tipping and drink, pouring and blowing. You know, and come on.
Can I get my thrills? You know you want some more, girl. So come on.
Can I get my thrills?
You know you want some more, girl. So come on. I'm oh so real. Telling you, nah, I won't squeal. You with the big boss dog, so seal the deal. Pharrell got the baby face, and dog got the whip appeal. So name the place. This love I bring to you. On the real, baby girl, won't you do me your favor and sing the snow?
Let's get low.
I'ma give it to you. If I got it, I'ma give it to you. You know.
Hey.
Oh.
Hello, guys.
You're heard.
Yo, Gert. Gert, yo.
Our bar is higher than this.
I'm really not sure it is.
I think it is.
Okay, wait, okay. So, I remember I did go to Mr. Winpenny's class, but I don't remember if I was there because I had that class or if it was to, like, hang out with Alyssa.
You definitely didn't have it with us.
No, I had it with the DD.
No, I had locks here, so.
And I was like,
who are some of these people?
And I remember I was basically hanging out with Alyssa, Nate, and Dylan, like, all day. And we, like, were in TAM playing Uno.
I was with, like, Maddie, Ashley, Leah, I think, for most
of that.
Is this you? I really hope not. Is that Favor?
Is it? I don't think.
Is that Amon next to him?
This is Amon, yeah.
Wearing the Hot Wheels
shirt.
And all the girls loved him, mind you.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Red String Theory.
I don't know what that is. I'm just laughing for 10 of
you. Ethan.
What? No, it's better that I don't know what it is. If I did, you'd be like, why would you know that?
For there's those, Tyler,
is that,
Trevor.
No, it's Trevor. Why is Trevor there?
See, that's why I'm like, we had to have seen each other.
We were definitely in the same vicinity. I could be behind Trevor for all we know. That's a Nathan Corey.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell by the blur of his hair.
You were somewhere.
I'm somewhere. I'm within like a 50-foot radius of you for all we know. For the listeners at home, once again, we are, like, rediscovering how close proximity we were in high school, even though we didn't know each other.
You didn't come to this lunch, did you?
Which one is that?
We, like, went to an Indian place after the last day of school.
We went to the diner, I think.
Because I remember we also, like, had went outside and we were, like, by people's cars talking, so.
Not that.
Dang. I'm going to find the video one day that, like.
I swear. I'll be darned. There is a video of us in the same proximity. We just got to find it somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I think that's... Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I took a longer one if I... Actually, I think I did... I was vlogging for the day. But I don't think I have many clips.
Do you have any from a senior picnic?
Not a lot.
Mm. I know. I definitely don't.
If you weren't in that... One TikTok we made of Mr. What's his face?
Wimpany?
No, Mr. White Boy.
There's a lot of those.
Twinkie one. Come on.
Dylan?
No.
Oh.
The English teacher.
Oh, the glasses?
Yeah.
What's his name? Thompson.
Yeah. Mr. Thompson voguing. I don't know.
No, I was not there. Because I remember distinctly after talking about his...
There's a video of Alyssa and I on swings and we're getting pushed.
I am probably in that video.
Where is that video? I need to find that video.
That's the scene of the crime. That's the original scene of the crime.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Don't ask her. Ew.
I don't care, bro. I'm asking.
We'll get back to you guys later. Let's play a song.
Okay, fine. Next song is going to be Flashback by Khalees, but let me just... You know.
Lyrically, it's fine.
Okay.
It just, you know. Are we going to have a repeat of last season's finale?
We're trying not to.
Maybe we are.
No, it's not the finale.
That's true.
Actually,
I don't think I'm allowed to tell you.
Well, this next song is Flashback by Khalees. Since we played that song by Pharrell, we need to, like, honor
my person's.
Yeah, so this is Flashback by Khalees. Enjoy.
Yeah.
corner store. I was at the counter. That's when you walk by, holding your sane eyes. You just brushed right by my side. I swear I got butterflies.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, you make my body go.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, you make my body go.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, you make my body go.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, you make me.
Yeah, yeah.
Two shoulders, girls know your name badly, but to me you're my daddy. Though you only shook my hand, could have sworn you held me.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, you make my body go.
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 Yeah, yeah.
What's up, guys? We're back.
Gosh darn it. We're going to find this photo and we're going to post it on Frequencies. It might be a main post, even.
Bruh. It will be. Not even might be.
Mm-hmm.
It shall.
Pinned. That's going to be, like, archival purposes.
It must.
Me hitting up everyone I knew that was, like, slightly in the same circle as us. Wow, you typed really locked in right there.
Mm-hmm. I typed really locked in right there. Good job, Ethan. So we are trying to continue the investigation, so we're just going to play the next song. The next song is My Place by Nelly featuring Jaheim. So, wait a minute. Yas, here you guys go. Yas.
On being the other man, but now it's flipped and I don't want you in no other man. Why can't you understand that anything I'm offering? I gave you the world, but you just want it arguing. From the time I picked you up until the time I dropped you off again, even flipped out on me at the mall again. It's all his fault again. That's what you're telling all your friends. I ain't on your fingers, ma. I just wanna call again. See how your day going. I know they're stressing on you. I know them times get hard. That's why I'm checking on you. It's yours truly, ma. I got a little message for you. Anything he can do, girl, I can do it better for you. Cause when we laugh and we cry, it's together. Through the rain and the stormiest weather, we gon' still be as one. It's forever. It's forever. It's forever.
Won't you come on and go with me?
Come and go with me,
ooh, girl. Come on over to my place.
My place.
Won't you sit your
yourself down and take a seat and let me ease your mind.
Told a friend that told a friend of mine that you was thinking that we should do it one more time. If this ain't the truth, then hopefully it's not a lie, cause I ain't got no issues with hitting that another time. We never had a problem getting it done. Disagreed upon a lot, mom, but the sex wasn't warm. And check it, I know you get excited still when I come around and bite it. Girl, we found it up and quit acting like you don't like it. I know you like it.
The search continues. We're just going to put on the next song. The next song is going to be Can We by SWV featuring Missy Elliott.
Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly. Rub your hands up my thigh and go super duper high. Do you see my apple pie? Tell me if you lie. Tell me if you lie.
Baby, got me tipsy, tipsy. Talking dirty. Thank you.
things on my mind. I've never seen a guy so fine. I like it when you do, do, yeah, we get kinked in line. I got so many things on my mind. I wonder if you squeeze me tight.
We could sit in the back of my 300. We kissing and we funding it. We high and we blend it. Take me if you want it to the whole Joe. Up all night like no dose. Yes, I got the feeling, feel me low. Don't ask me if I'm nasty. Freaky deaky, see, y'all can't see. Me, Timberland, and SWV. We hit you with the heat. Now, shall we? Check it out.
Can we get kinky tonight? I got so many things on my mind. I've never seen a guy so fine. I like it when you do me, do me. So many things on my mind.
An hour has passed.
Yeah.
This was said on off air, but it's still relevant to our current situation.
What?
You said an hour has passed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. we didn't end up finding what we wanted to find.
Yet. We're so close.
Yet.
We're at the peak. We're at the peak. The height.
No, we're still climbing up.
We're so close.
The peak will be when we find it.
But we're so close. That's what I mean. Like,
we're close to.
It's right before it.
We're close to the top.
I was going to say a big word, and then like, I was thought of the wrong word, and I didn't feel like figuring that out.
Figuring what out?
The right word. Man, just say something, and we can leave.
Man, we're about to climax. Well, that's our show. And on that note, the freaks are out.
And that's what we should end every episode, Loki.
Yeah, bro. Okay. Bye, y'all. Enjoy the show next. The next show.